Cormorants are large fish-eating birds that 40 years ago were in danger from chemical contamination of the environment. But over the last two decades, the number of double-crested cormorants has grown rapidly in North America. In northeastern Wisconsin alone, the DNR says there are about 12,000 breeding pairs. The agency says it may be time to cut the number of birds in half. Northeast Regional Wildlife Supervisor Jeff Pritzel says there are three main concerns about the cormorant population getting too big.
One is cormorants' impact on fisheries populations. The other is the impact on island habitat and vegetation. And the third, which is connected to the second, is the use of those islands by other species of colonial water birds like herons and egrets. And there have been several examples where cormorant populations have pushed off the other species or made the islands no longer suitable, for the other species to use.
The DNR is proposing a management plan that may include oiling cormorant eggs, destroying nests, and shooting the birds. Pritzel says those methods are being used in other states, but he says the DNR is aware of potential complications.
These cormorants do nest in mixed groups with other species, and so a challenge is how do we do cormorant management without having a negative impact on the other species that are using the same sites.
The DNR hopes to hold hearings on its cormorant management plan this fall and have a final plan by January. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.